Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good, Nancy. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Mike, you guys seem to have a very good plan yesterday of containing Tony Romo in the pocket, try to force him into mistakes. Were you satisfied with the way your team played in that regard?
Well, obviously, the win is the most satisfying part. And anytime we set up a game plan, there's always issues with different players. And certainly when you play the Dallas Cowboys, there's the issue of Tony Romo and keeping him in the pocket because he keeps plays alive when he's out. And, he can make a lot of big plays when he's out of the pocket, make things happen. So we felt fairly good about keeping him in there. But as we all experienced, at 4th-and-3 at the end, he did get out of the pocket and, kept them in the game by converting on 4th-and-3. And, so there was some good, but there were some opportunities there that were disappointing. We didn't do as good a job on them.
Are you using DJ Williams similarly to how you used Patrick Willis in San Francisco?
At times he has a similar position, yeah, but our scheme is not completely, we have an entirely new staff here. Obviously, the guys that I'm surrounded with have got good experience from where they've been, so when we put this package together, there's a lot of things that we use from the base foundation of a 3-4, but some of it's similar to what they use out there, but some of it is different. So there's a lot of things that he does the same as far as positionally, but there's also several things that we do here with DJ that they don't use.
What are some of the things about him that make him or make you guys able to do different things?
With DJ?
Yeah.
Well, every player is unique. Ray Lewis played a similar, the same, I guess you could call it by name, the same position out there. But it's difficult really to compare guys because they all have their own. Pluses and minuses about what they can do and can't do. And I think the key to really coaching is just trying to put the guys in the best position possible. So it's not only about DJ and what he does well, but sometimes it's about how he complements the guys around him as to what we do with him. But I think DJ is a player, as Josh had mentioned, that can play in any scheme, whether it's 4-3, 3-4, which is the same with those other guys that you've mentioned. And, so it gives us some versatility as far as what we want to do, whether it's passing down or running down.
What are you said? There's some similarities and some differences. What are some of each of those?
Three of those guys are playmakers. That's the first thing that you always look for in any player, but in particular at the linebacker position, you want somebody that's a playmaker. All of them find the ball real well, and all of them have ability to tackle. And those are all just basic football things. But good players do it better than others.
What are some of the differences in how they're used? Willis and Williams.
It's kind of unfair to compare only because it's two quarterbacks can be good, but they're good for different reasons. I think it's the same for linebackers. They just some guys are. It's kind of a. They all, like I said, they're all kind of unique in what they do.
Mike, when you came here and you saw what you were facing, a defense that, for several years had been one of the league's worst, how did you approach the rebuilding job? Did you look at the personnel? Did you look at the scheme? Or was it a combination of the two?
Well, first off, this is Josh's football team, as we all know, as far as the team and what he's assembled. But when I came in, I guess after putting the staff together, and a little bit before, we talked a lot about whether it was going to be a 4-3 or 3-4 and what would fit our football team the best. But it wasn't, I think it was more about what players we would keep and what players we would let go, who he felt was good for our football team, who wasn't, for different reasons. And when we assembled all that, we kind of looked at what we had, and at the time, we had very few defensive linemen when it was all said and done, or at least people that we thought would play defensive line the way we wanted it played. And you need big, strong guys to play the defensive line, whether you're in a 3-4 or a 4-3. So that's probably what led the transition more than anything, was that the 4-3 ends, so to speak, that they had here were more outside linebacker type of body type guys than we felt 4-3 guys. So it just one thing led to another, and I think Josh felt that he could also acquire the players necessary to play the 3-4 quicker than the other. But as far as what makes you good or not, it really gets down to once you decide whether it's 3-4 or 4-3, it's getting the best players you can get because both schemes work very well.
Is a 3-4 defense more popular than it was 10-15 years ago?
You know, I don't remember how many. You know, I mean, back then I can't remember how many teams were actually doing it. But it's like everything. Everything goes through cycles. People fall in love with something, and then somebody beats it, and they change. The Bear defense in 86 was huge, and still to this day people use parts of it, but they don't live in it. And that's the same thing with the 3-4 and a 4-3. Although I will say the 3-4 and 4-3, many people do live in one or the other. I would say we're a little more multiple. We're probably more similar to what Baltimore, obviously, because that's where it started with us when we put it together. And now the Jets and, you know, a few other teams. Obviously, San Francisco uses it. But there's pluses and minuses. Both schemes, like I said, it's just really gets down to players. And, look, if you have a lot of linemen, I mean, it's a good decision to play a 4-3. But if you don't have many, it's better to play a 3-4.
With all that said, Mike, do you expect this defense to become more popular in the upcoming years?
I really don't know. I know this. It has more versatility than the 4-3. And it has more versatility for the simple reason your outside linebackers are somewhat tweeners. They can play D-line at times, but not all the time. And they can play linebackers position at times, but not all the time. And so, therefore, when it comes to an offense breaking you down or trying to protect the quarterback and things like that, you can be a little more versatile. And as we all know, the quarterback's such an integral part of the offense and is really the most important element. Anytime you can, you know, create pressure or indecision in any way in that player's mind, which I think the 3-4 does a little more easy, then that's what I think people want to do. But it's also more flexible in coverage. So it's more flexible, I guess, in most ways. But if you don't have the people to play it, you don't want to do it.
Coach, from a pure coaching standpoint, how gratifying has it been for you to be a part of crafting this thing and seeing it take off and succeed the way it has?
Well, it's obviously we're only four games in. You know, I know Nancy had the same question after week one, and everybody knows how things change between one and two, and so we're only a quarter way in. But you know, it's pleasing that we're able to help the football team win, as opposed to being, you know, hoping that your offense can overcome you. And so that's a good feeling. But our players take a lot of pride in it. We've got some guys that are playing very well. You know, Elvis Dumerfield's doing a good job, as well as many other players. Our secondary's experienced, very professional guys doing a great job. And hopefully we just keep this going. You know, that's the thing. If that question, I'll tell you what, if that question week 16, I'll give you a good answer. Hopefully it is a good answer.
Mike, last week I think you talked about Elvis's leverage being a key to his success. Now you got another game and two more sacks. I mean, is it anything where, as you're up in the press box, that something about his play that makes you go, wow?
He's, physically it's the leverage thing I mentioned, but I think, you know, leverage... that's important, but I think probably the biggest thing about Elvis is that he plays the game with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. You know, he is a little shorter, and people, you know, bring it to his attention, including me. But he overcomes it. I mean, he's very competitive, does a real nice job.